Yes, welcome to the Biz Communication Show. I'm your host, Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy. Often hosting a business communication expert and having a lively conversation with them. Today, I'm hosting you, an expert, I'm sure, in your own field. Delighted to have you with us today. One of the things that I want you to do is to use your imagination for a few minutes. And I want you to go with me to the University of Georgia campus. Do that in your mind's eye. If you've ever been on that beautiful campus, you might picture the historic archway that many millions of students have walked through, or of course, many of us have been to football games there, number one team at different times. And so possibly you've been in classrooms there. I happen to have been in classrooms there because after I finished my graduate degrees at Ohio University, the University of Georgia was my first professional opportunity. I was teaching in the speech communication department. One of the courses that I taught and very much enjoyed teaching was the basic introductory course. I want to tell you about a student of mine in that course and what I think we can learn from her. The student's name, I still remember it, Elaine, and I won't give her last name. No, I remember that to protect her. But Elaine was a very quiet student, a very atypical university student, I could say. From the time that she came into the class until the time she was to give her first assigned speech several weeks later, she hardly ever said anything, wouldn't enter into the discussion. She didn't talk to the other students. And she was practically isolated by her own choice. So what I want to bring to mind is what happened when about 4 weeks into the course, after we'd had a lot of instruction about giving speeches and some other people had already given their speeches, their first ones, it came Elaine's turn to speech. I still remember that I'm sure every student in that class was worried about Elaine speaking because we hadn't heard her say very much of anything at all. And if so, it was in a practically a private whisper. And so I certainly was worried. I'd taught a good number of students. I'd never had one that reticent, that withdrawn. So I wondered what is going to happen when she gets up there and has to speak? Is she going to be able to say anything? Is she going to faint? Is she going to say a few things and then leave? Much to my surprise and the surprise of the students, Elaine shocked us because all of a sudden when she started her speech, she became the symbol of vitality and energy. She was alive, she was alert, she was moving, she was really compelling. And to use an old expression, it was a jaw-dropping experience for those of us who had expected something else. And what was Elaine's topic? Again, a big surprise. Elaine's topic was that when she was in high school, like a lot of students, she wanted to earn some money. So instead of working in a hamburger place or a department store or somewhere else, Elaine got together a few of her friends. They started a counterfeit driver's license ring. They were selling counterfeit driver's license to the two young students in the high school. And she said she made a pretty good profit off of that. Now, there's a lesson here for those of us in management, for those of us in executive positions, those of us who are supervising others. The lesson is this. It's very dangerous and it's very limiting to predict the communication skills, the communication potential, the communication ability of those people that we work with, because they might be like Elaine. They just have not had an opportunity to blossom. Let's notice, of course, that this was not Elaine's first day in class. She had gone through discussions, lengthy discussions. She'd at least heard them, even if she hadn't participated. Lengthy discussions about stage fright, which I always did at the start of a new term. She had heard us talk about the best way to prepare a speech and some of the mistakes to avoid. So she'd had probably 3 to 4 weeks of communication training, education, before she gave her speech. So why is it that we will say, well, you know, looking around here, no, Ted is not going to be the one that we will put up for our department chair in that other department, because Ted just really wouldn't be able to communicate well enough to do that. And Elizabeth, you think she's the one to head our United Way drive? That's not the case at all. She couldn't present anything. And then Marvin, put him in the leadership training class? Why? He has no leadership potential. So what happened with Elaine in that University of Georgia speech communication class is, again, a vital lesson for us. Let's look at the people who work with us, the people who are on our team, the people we supervise, the people we hire, and let's assume that there's more potential there than we currently see. It might very well be that they need the weeks of coaching and training that Elaine had before she made her presentation. So keep Elaine in mind as you look at your team, the people that you work with. And so now I want to invite you to take advantage of the other interviews and the other solo productions that I've posted on YouTube, which give vital communication tips and strategies. You can go to YouTube and in the search bar, type my YouTube ID, which is Bill Lampton, PhD. You can find, of course, as I say, solo presentations like this one, and you can also find interviews with very prominent business and professional leaders. You'll get vital tips and strategies that will boost your business. I also invite you to go to my website, and since I'm the biz communication guy, quite logically, my website is biz, B-I-Z, bizcommunicationguy.com. You'll find a description of my services for corporations and leaders. And then naturally, I certainly invite you, after you've looked at YouTube and you've looked at my website, to give me a phone call. Phone number 678-316-4300. Look at my phone call. Consider this number, 678-316-4300. Give me a call and we can talk for up to half an hour about it. No cost, no obligation, just an introductory conversation. We can talk about your communication challenges and problems and how I can assist you with them. Thanks very much for being with me today. I invite you to consider my coaching services for yourself, for your staff, so that they can become the blossomed communicator that Elaine did. Thanks so much for being with me today. I look forward to having you with me on future sessions of the Biz Communication Show, where I will teach you winning words and ways.